Let's start with prayer. Kind Father, we come before you and we say thank you, first, that you allowed us to come through this week, that you also invited us to come into your home this morning hour. We appreciate that we can start our day with you. And now, Father, we have the opportunity to end our day with you. We have been knocking on your heart all day and even this week that you would provide something special for us. You never disappoint. You can see the hearts of our teammates here and the family members that have joined us. And you know, Father, how the struggles have been. You know, Father, that there are things in our hearts that sometimes concern us. And you even give us a message tonight to focus a little bit differently. We appreciate all you provide for us. We ask, Father, for those that are struggling, that you will provide now extra strength to bear that which it is you placed on all of us, that we're able to carry it, that we are able to focus in the future, as you'll discuss with us this evening, and that we never forget, Father, that you're there for us to help us. Thank you for all that you provide for us. We pray for anything that we have forgotten, that you will cover it. And we ask, Father, for your blessing now, that you spend time with us according to what we ask. And as always, Father, in your name we pray, please hear us. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I met with Father yesterday, and this is what he had to say. Dear team, welcome, and I give you my peace as well. This month has been filled with struggles, physical and spiritual. Some of you think that you are failing me. You are not, because once again, you have not given up. You do, however, think that I am testing you near the point of breaking you. I am not. The time is short, and I am accelerating my plans to bring your maturity to a faster pace than before. Much still needs to be learned for all of this to fit into my future plans. I will not break any of you. And when you are at your weakest, I have been sending all of you strengthening angels, just as I did when Jesus was on earth. Perhaps you are too wrapped up in your earthly world to see and feel the strength. Nonetheless, I am helping you. This month is the month I will ask all of you to focus more on your own personal meditation and spend more time with us. Many of you still have not found the time to come and be with us. This is not something that should be taken for granted. When you do finally come, do I let you leave empty-handed? I do not. I will always give you more than you ask for or feel you need. But you must make the effort first. Then we will help you. No more excuses. The time for the guardians is at hand, and you must stand strong. You forget that your earthly struggles are temporary. What I am trying to teach you will help mankind eternally. See the bigger picture. Look outside of your frailties and limitations and step outside of the box you have put yourselves in. I have not limited any of you, but you continually limit yourself. You say to me, I am weak. I have no time. I am handicapped. I have no more strength. Or you simply tell me, I can't do it. Yes, you can. May I tell you why? I am always with you. Stop being so human and start being the eternal creatures that all of you are. Yes, spouses too. Fred and Kathy, yes, you too. All of you are more than flesh, more than bone, and greater than this world because I formed you with my two hands. I breathed into you your gifts. I molded your lives and created who you are. Now, I see that you have much more potential than you think. You are never too old, too tired, or too limited to serve me and do something nice for others. This is what Jesus did all the time, did he not? He never thought of himself, but always how he could please me and fulfill his tasks so that he could come home. Now, I need all of you to focus on your tasks, complete them, so that you too may come home. I love and support all of you. Any questions? Any comments? All right. Atmos, do you have something for us?
I don't see him on the call.
No, he's not on, huh? Okay.
No.
Q's not on either. He just texted me.
Yeah, Q just said, I gave him the code already.
Okay. All right. Trisus, you have some Bible passages.
Tranquility said that she has one. And Fred has it shown on a screen there. Tranquility, do you want to read it? And again, do you want to share something or do you want to open a discussion about it? Or what would you like to do on that?
Yep. Sure. So this Bible passage, actually, I came across when I was in my early 20s at kind of a low ebb in my life at the time. And it's something that has stuck with me right until up to today. So the Bible passage is found in Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6. And it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths." And for me personally, I have found that it's so true. And Triland, I think it ties in very nicely with what Father told us, that, you know, we just need to trust a little bit more in him, worry a little bit less about what we are not able to do. And in all things, he will always do what is best for us as long as we trust him. And yes, that's what's kind of helped me get through my whole life, I would say. Challenges with Tom and everything was just, it was all built on trust. So I feel really happy that Father's message ties in so nicely with this Bible passage.
Thank you. Trisus?
I've been reading it, and it's interesting because today's been challenging just physically, and I'm scared because I'm losing more strength. And it's funny that that Father's word, and with this Bible verse, now I feel better, you know.
Good.
It's interesting. And again, I hate to make it just about me, but I don't know how else to make to have this go. So I guess I'm looking at the word, and it's interesting. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, not just a little bit, not just with 5%, but with all your heart. And I think that's a challenge for us sometimes, is that we know we trust him. I know I trust him, but then there's that part of me that goes, you know, and that's a command, right? And trust in the Lord with all your heart. And that's the hard part. And I know when I trust him 100%, things go better. And we all could just smack our head and go, duh. But it's a great verse. And I think that I'm find it on my Bible app and I'll print it out and I'll put it on my board here because I need that constant reminder.
Thank you.
Thanks. Oh, let me add one thing. So The way that I did it this week, does everybody agree that's the best way to do it, where I send out a group and then once I have somebody, I'll let the group know? Was that the easiest way to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Great. So we'll keep that format. And again, if anybody has a verse and they don't want to expound, that's fine. If you just want to share it and then let me know. And then if, you know, I don't know, you can give us like 5 minutes or so on this. I'll find something. And if you don't want to, then I will. But, you know, what Susan did today, I'm sorry, Tranquility, I think it was perfect. Why it was personal. And then we can expound on it if needed. So, thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Under our A Deeper Understanding, I discuss with Jesus Judgment Day. This is a question that Atmos had a couple meetings ago. So here is what he said. He started by saying, "It's going to be one of the saddest days for me and mankind. I am not looking forward to it at all. As I've said in the past, I would rather relive the 24 hours before my crucifixion again than judge mankind. After the 1,000 years of peace, I will sit on Father's throne. He will stand off to the side. He will not be involved with this process at all. He has never had flesh, and because of his righteousness, it will not allow him to judge anyone. One by one, each soul will be announced. The charges against them will be read off. Then they will be given a short period to defend their actions. I will then ponder their hearts, look into their souls, and see if they can change. If at that time I see that they are not sincere, do not wish to repent, nor show me any remorse for what they have done, they will be judged and thrown into the lake of fire with Satan and his cohorts. If I see that they can change, they will be given grace. The extent of what happens to them after that point, well, you will all have to wait and see. I will tell you that Father will be the one who takes it from there. Does anybody have any questions? I don't know about you, but when he said that they're going to be announced and the charges against them read off, I goose pimpled and my heart broke. Everybody in existence is going to hear what these people did. I personally don't want anyone to know what I've done. And it's going to be aired in front of everybody. And then Jesus got very emotional during that point where he spoke and said he has to look at their hearts, weigh their soul, and see if there's any sincerity in that. He is devastated by the whole idea that he is the one who has to judge mankind. And I've said in the past, for you and I, it seems to be real easy. We quickly judge somebody. We kind of point a finger. We criticize. This brought a whole new level of reality for me. I don't know about you guys. Anybody have anything they'd like to point out or add?
So over the years, we've heard this, and I've had a lot of folks do bad to me, and I don't mean it vindictively, but I think to myself, you're going to have to answer for this. I hope you know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And it can very easily be turned vindictively, like, ha, 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 ha. You know, and I don't mean it. I've never felt that way. Well, one time I did feel that way, and I had to ask for forgiveness about it. But people don't realize the smallest deed that was unkind has to be answered for, and the largest ones are going to be aired out. And it's interesting that even those that we've known through time and history have become new apostolic and have overcome their transgressions. And I want to tell people, it's like everything can be overcome, everything, and it has to. And it is motivating me to try to be better, not because of the punishment, right? Not because of that, but because there is such a burden on ourselves to go over everything that we do to make sure that we are being kind and that we are not judging and that we are following through with our own personal tasks, but also as a guardian with the extra responsibility. So, this brings a new level of straighten up and fly right, you know.
Thank you. Anybody else?
With that explanation, it definitely carries much more weight, at least for me. I never thought about it as something that was going to be essentially public for all of eternity. I thought it was more of like a one-on-one with Jesus. This is what you did. What are you going to do to fix it?
Right. Okay. The chief apostle sent a letter out to the priests. It was tied together with the Lord's prayer And Q sent me a copy of it, and I wanted to read it to you, everybody, because it speaks about the lead us not into temptation part that we discussed. So this is what the chief apostle said. Let me for one moment deal with the preparatory prayer, the Lord's Prayer. It is a very fervent and valuable prayer. The sentences pass rapidly when we recite it. It is actually impossible to grasp all its thoughts at once. We are well advised to ponder now and then all the contents of this prayer. The prayer begins with the words, Our Father. What great confidence is expressed by it, as well as a sense of belonging together. We are one family. There are no differences. Even the ministry is of no importance. We are all turning to the One, our Father. I'm going to take up a petition that has already caused some confusion. Lead us not into temptation, which the Lord will never do. Hence, some irritation has already been caused as to how this petition is to be understood. The gist of this petition is probably, lead us not too deep into temptation, where we would be endangered. Tests must be. Some things in our life serve the purpose of attaining maturity and perfection, but there ought to be a limit, lest tests become too hard for us. One example is provided by Job, who was bereft of everything. But one limit was imposed on the devil. The Lord said to Satan, Behold, he is in your hand, but spare his life. That was the limit. The petition, Lead us not into temptation, is backed by the thought, Let us be bound in such a manner that we can bear it, that we can deal with it, that we can tackle it, and it will not overpower us. This is a wonderful petition. So let us, for a change, very consciously say the Lord's Prayer in order that the resulting blessing may be correspondingly. All of this is a portion of the kingdom of heaven, which we ought to preserve. May the Lord bestow his blessing thereon. So I thought I wanted to share that with you because it goes hand in hand with exactly what HS shared with us. I think it was a month or two ago about that whole point. Does anybody have any questions or comments?
Sorry, it took me a little bit to get off mute. Concerning that was one topic of almost 100 topics in this document that I have.
Really?
Yeah, and I just pulled that out just to send to you first because we just talked about that on a call. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to send the whole thing to you
okay. Because
it's amazing. It's just, I mean, I don't know how many pages it is, but it's the chief apostle addressing some specific part of the Lord's Prayer. It's really nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, I have pondered it ever since we discussed it. It's really it's been sitting in the back of my head, and the whole time I'm thinking, well, he's not leading us into temptation. I'm trying to, and I even looked at the different ways that it could be found in the English Bible and the New Translation and all the other different ways it could be translated. And I like this explanation. I think the chief apostle nailed it on the head, because there's going to be discussions because, of course, you know, the Catholic, you know, leader decided that he would change it for whatever reason, you know, but it's a great explanation because he really explains it wonderfully. And then I love the chief apostle. Not that I haven't loved all of them, but this one seems to know how to talk to the common man to
yes.
Where even, you know what I mean? Even the simplest, I'm going to say simplest minded, but simplest at heart, I guess, right? Could understand this. There's not going to be any derision. You know, he didn't leave anything open. So I like this. This is great.
Yes. Anybody else? Okay. I was sitting in service today, And I was pondering some of the meetings we've had in the past, and we had a very nice service today for myself. Starlight and I haven't physically been in a service in 3 weeks. We were out of the country on vacation and didn't get a chance to go to service that weekend because something came up. And then last 2 weekends, Starlight threw her back out, so she couldn't even barely function. I sat in the service and I thought to myself, when we listen, because we would listen online, now that we can't video it, but we can listen online. And last week we were near the point where we just prayed the Lord's, we were going to pray the Lord's Prayer, and the phone hung up. And I literally glared at Father and I said, now we can't have our sins forgiven. This stinks. And I got no response from him. But I would tell you that today when we woke up, we literally were running to church because we hadn't had communion for 3 weeks. We had our sins forgiven once over that 3 week period of time. And as I sat in the service and I heard my sins were forgiven, my body actually freckled and I almost broke down and cried because I didn't realize the weight, even though I've been atoning for my sins this entire time, the weight that lifted off of me, I felt like I could have actually flown. And then when I received the sacrament, it was like an energy pill. I'm sharing this with everybody because I think sometimes we think it's okay to miss a service and Father will understand and it's not that big a deal, but it is a very big deal. And I'm going to throw my wife under the bus right now, because I would like her to share with you what she experienced, because I think it's very profound. And the body and blood of Christ for us is not just that spiritual connection that we have with him. It has a very physical connection that can help us as well. So Starlight, please.
Am I talking about my pain?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I threw her under the bus and didn't give her any idea what she's going to share with
me. I'm like, what am I talking about?
If you're in complete oneness with me, you would know. I'm going to get smacked later. Carry on.
Oh, man. No, yeah, well, you better be careful.
Yes. No, well, this morning, like Trilin had said, we were practically running, and I was in this excruciating pain, and I just laid there for a second, and I'm like, I am not missing church. I don't care if I have to, you know, crawl in there. I can't do it anymore. So I just was like, okay, just get up and get dressed, get in the shower. That's the first step. That's all you got to do. Well, we made it there and I was in just tremendous pain. And every time, you know, you have to stand up and sit down and, you know, all that. And it's the, I know it has to do with part of MS, part of throwing the back out, there's nerve pain and whatnot. And the closer we got to Holy Communion, because at work, I don't sit as long as I was in the church service. So I'm up and moving and I can keep my back halfway functioning and not muscle spasming. Well, as we got to communion, I know Trilin could sit there and see me because I was trying to ground everything out and I was putting the nails in different spots and breathing and running energy through my body. And after, well, I went up for communion and I was almost really weak. Like I didn't think my legs were going to work. And I got the communion and then we had left, you know, shortly there after service. And we actually went to the grocery store afterward for a minute, but Triland was worried that my back was hurting so bad. But I sat in the car for a second and I said, I'm actually not hurting anymore. And so we just sat there and kind of smiled for a second. And I'm like, ah, there's the strength piece that I've been missing. Mm-hmm. So, and all day I've been, you know, doing pretty good, have moments of issues, but you know, for 3 weeks I've been in pain, but today is one of the days where I've had the most relief.
Thank you, Lord.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And she kind of looked at me a couple times and goes, I wonder why I'm not in so much pain. And I said, oh, it's that little magic Jesus pill.
Yep.
That guy.
Yep.
She said it was almost instantaneous. Go figure.
Mm-hmm.
I think this kind of falls under that whole conversation Father had with us, where we put ourselves in boxes and we limit what they can do for us. And sometimes I think we think that we're out of line when we ask Father to heal us or to help us. But he continually, if you haven't noticed, almost every meeting, he continually tells us that he is here for us. Last month, he said, try him. He tries us, now try him. Has anybody actually taken him up on his word and tried him? I know that we've been praying and asking Father to help Starlight with her back. And it was only today that she actually said, well, then maybe I need to bear this. And this is how my life's going to be. And now I need to learn how to function. And I smiled and said, welcome to the Ryback family, honey. The family of excruciating pain, but we deal with it and move forward. And that's how life is. And we're not putting ourselves higher than anybody else. But every single one of us on this team has a thorn on our side, whether it's a spiritual thorn, whether it's a natural thorn, whether it's in relationships or it's in business or it's in something. None of us are devoid of any issue that Father is going to place on us to make us stronger, to teach us something specific so that we can help mankind. And I think that his message tonight was very profound. All his other messages aren't. That's why I'm bringing that out. It's very profound tonight because he's focusing in on us and saying to us, have you forgotten why I even made you guys? I know you get wrapped up in your personal lives and things happen and you have to take care of that. But if you put him first, he's going to take care of all that stuff. For all of us, and I'm just going to tell you, I'm creating a new portion of our meeting. By the way, I didn't have anything for not worthless but interesting tidbits, so I'm sorry if I disappoint you. I didn't find anything. Nothing came up.
No.
And the funny thing, too, was I didn't have a lot for this meeting, and I kept praying and praying and praying and praying, and I finally said to HS, okay, well, we're going to wing it tonight, so you're going to have to provide something for us. And there's this new part that I would like to put near the end of the meeting called Open Up and Share. And I'm not going to make anybody do it, but I'll be the first one today to do that, to open up and share. Now, let me define what this is. This is not for us to complain about our life. It's not for us to make ourselves so human that someone feels sorry for us. Am I getting my point across? Let me tell you what I'm trying to do here by just saying what I feel I want to say. When I took Father's message yesterday, it struck me to the core, because for me, what I've been focusing on for the past 2 or 3 months is the job I have at the company I'm working for, because things are insane. And I'm working 45, 50 hours a week.
Hello. Hello.
Lost you.
Jim, you just cut out.
He's trying to get back on.
Can you hear me?
Okay. There.
Got me.
We can hear you.
Here I am. All right. I drive 2 hours a day. My life is completely different than I thought it would be. And I allowed myself to get wrapped up into this company and trying to do what
lost you again.
He's trying to fix it again.
Don't throw anything.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I said to Father, I've focused on my personal life. I have tried to come up with excuses as to why I'm not meditating as much as I should. And the oxymoron behind that is we all know that if we take the time to spend it with him, that he'll give us the strength we need to actually function better, that we'll see where we're failing in different areas that we need to improve on, and then we don't have to focus on the natural as much. I'm not sharing this with you because I'm saying I need a pity party from you, but I'm asking you to pray for one another more. And it's in these meetings that you and I We kind of take a back seat and we don't open up that much. I kind of know what's going on with everyone when they actually contact me and share with me what's going on. But most of the time, I don't specifically know what you're struggling with. And I don't have to, okay? I don't want you to think I'm now prying into your life. But I know for some of you, I am aware of some of the things that are going on with your life, and they are pretty bad, and they are difficult. And because I know those things, I actually spend more time with Father as I pray for you, and I talk with Jesus, and I ask him to provide extra help. I also then sit down with Michael, and I discuss with him what I would like him to do, specifically with your lead angel, and what he can do to help you personally get through your day. So if you feel the need that you would like some extra help, this is what open up and share is. I would like us to become closer, and we're all kind of segregated because we're not all living together in the same area. I don't make the trips that I used to make, which I would like to start doing, but because of our lives, that just isn't going to happen as much as I want it to do. For Aquos, maybe you think that I don't think about you and I haven't trained you yet. I can tell you the Holy Spirit nags me every day. He's incessant. He's worse than my mother when it comes to you. You were always on my heart, you and Helen. And I just talked with Starlight today, and I said, maybe I got to make my own little trip up there on a weekend to get the ball rolling. So we're going to discuss that and figure it out. For others, you are always on my heart. Even though I don't talk with you or you don't text me, there's a moment where I sit in quiet because I'm not doing anything as I'm driving, and all of a sudden I get a feeling about you. And then I say to Father, I don't know what's going on with this teammate of mine or their spouse, but I get the impression that they're struggling with something. And then I talk with him and I say, here's what I think I'd like you to do. If you can blah, 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 you know, because you got to tell him what to do or he's just not going to do it, right? But then I at least feel better that I'm actually doing something and I'm participating in your life in some way. I sometimes feel that you think I don't want to know or I don't want to be a part of your life. And that's Satan talking to you, telling you that, you know, you're on this team, but nobody really cares. Maybe he said that to one of you. Or, you know, everything that's going on with you, it's just too much. You should probably leave the team. Someone else can do this. Well, I have news for you. I've never heard Father say, I formed you personally and breathed into you your gifts. I've never heard him say that before, but he said it tonight in this meeting. I don't know if that struck you to the core or kind of shook you a little bit to make you realize that this is a very important position that you and I stand in. And as much as we would like to say there's other people that can do this, I don't believe that there are. The chief guardians are a unique creature that he created. They are selfless. They are incredibly important to his plan, or he wouldn't put you and I through the tests that he's putting us through. He wouldn't give you and I the responsibility to bear the burdens that he places on us if he didn't think we could carry them. And the nice thing is that he doesn't expect you and I to carry them alone. So if you're struggling, if you're having a difficult time with something, then reach out to somebody. Doesn't have to be me. Okay. And if you say to a guardian or somebody, please keep this in your strictest confidence, then I'm telling all of you, you keep it in your strictest confidence. But if you say to this person, do you mind if I contact Trilon on your behalf? It's your choice. But then I'll also tell you that will stay completely with me. There are a lot of things that I tell Starlight, and there are a lot of things that Starlight has no idea about. And the funny thing is, because she and I are connected, after I've had a thought about one of you, later that evening she'll say, have you heard from so-and-so? No, but I thought about him today. So she's praying for you as well. The biggest thing I'm going to say is, Father has said, we are here for you. Try us as well. We want to start making visits. We want to start spending time with everybody. I miss the little weekends that we used to have. I really do.
Yeah.
Where we sit around and we talk about our faith and we get excited. The other thing I asked Father if he would please impart on all of us today is joy. Because I feel that we have all lost our joy and zeal to actually be a guardian and to want to help Father. I can't remember, and it's even on my list here to talk about, when's the last time you or I said to Father, what would you like me to do today for you? Do we get so wrapped up in our life that we don't even think that we can take a few minutes to ask him out of fear that he's going to go, okay, I got a list. Now I need you to sit down, take notes, because here's all the things I need you to do. He's never done that. He's not going to. But if you and I can fit him into our life more, don't you think our day would not be so crappy at times? Because I can tell you my greatest joy is when I actually leave and drive for an hour because I'm talking with Father. I'm trying not to kill the person who's in front of me that doesn't know how to drive. And I'm trying to work on my own shortcomings a little, which are glaring into my face most of the time when I'm driving. So I'm working on all that too. But I want to impress on everybody, you're not alone. We're all here. And I don't think you have any idea how much I miss all of you. Does anybody have anything they'd like to add?
We miss you too.
Thank you.
Gonna make me cry, man.
I know. Hey, I'm getting a little mushy over here too.
I really miss everybody. I mean, I love my life down here, but man, I was just talking to somebody, John Erb called out of the blue. For those of you who don't know him, maybe some of you even saw him at the meeting. He's related to Apostle Erb. He's a priest in downtown Chicago. And I used to hang out with him quite a bit with a friend, but he called just out of the blue to say, hey, you know, and I talked to him about how much I missed traveling and meeting and seeing everybody. He had no idea who I was talking about, but you know, I'm flashing their faces through my mind as I'm talking to him. But yeah, I miss everybody.
We miss you too.
Thanks. Although I don't know how I would handle the 64 degree weather you're all having right now today. it's 100 degrees down here. Yeah, the air conditioning stopped 3 times. So,
yuck.
Yeah, so the house is just getting down to 85.
I just want to add one thing. Am I muted?
Nope, you're hit. We can hear
okay.
you.
Trilyn and I talked a little bit today, and sometimes I think when we're put through trials and different things in our lives, I feel like in this time, and every time something or there's a stressful situation, sometimes I think to myself, somehow I have to be able to balance this and get through it. Because when Trilands announced and everything is full force, we're going to have so much more on our plates, but we can't get caught up in the world and get caught up in our problems. Those things are going to happen, but somehow we have to be able to figure out a balance between everything and still be able to continue on with our lives and do our jobs as guardians. And that's what I've really been thinking about and just trying to work through in my brain on how all of this is going to work. And I truly feel like Father has been, you know, put that into my heart lately and just trying to work on it and to be able to get through things, whether it be, you know, with work and health, and then trying to keep a strong spiritual life, and somehow we have to be able to figure it all out.
Can I interject?
Please.
No offense, Starlight, we don't have to figure it out. That's where
that is true.
Because we think that way. And as soon as we think that way, then we mess up. And we get caught up in our own lives, in our own junk, and we're all in the mire, the muck, every single day. And as I had a conversation with someone a little while ago, and it just seemed like everything in their life was just bad news, and I really felt for them. And then I find myself often saying that I can't, I have to do this. But then the next thing I say is, Father, I'm okay. Keep the business coming because we're okay and I'm not complaining. It's just, it's difficult to do, but you just keep going. And I want to share with you an experience that happened that just opened my eyes to the fact that he's got us and he's just taking care of us, but it is never what we're thinking. I was working at a property in an attic with a friend who's here for the summer, and he's been working with me. And never hire a friend, first of all. That's what I'll tell everybody. He's money on almost every job, and I've had to redo almost everything that he's done, and it's been a real pain. And I let him go, and it's been kind of difficult. So we did this property, and I said to him, and I put him up in the attic to do the job, and it happened to be a fairly big attic, so he was standing up most of the time. And I said, please be careful. Please be careful. Just watch your step, every single thing. And we're spraying liquid up there. And so, but I said to him more than 10 times, I guarantee you more than 10 times. And then when I wasn't with him, I was praying constantly. Father, please be with him. Help him. Gabriel, send more angels. Make sure. And I said, he's been baptized, so he has an angel. Work with him. Bring more in. Make sure that he's okay and he doesn't fall through the ceiling. And as I was praying, he walked out the door shaking his head and said, I'm really sorry. I went through the ceiling.
Oh.
And I mean, it didn't go completely through. And I said, first of all, are you okay? I mean, that's what I said, you know, the outward. My first thought was I looked up and I said, really? And then in a split second, I said, okay, you let this happen. And then he told me why. He said, you don't need him right now. You will help him eventually in life because he has weird ideas. He's faithful and strong in his beliefs, but they're kind of strange. But this is the straw, and now I can get rid of him. And that's what I needed, because I am awing and losing money. And this, him going through the ceiling was $400 for me.
Oh.
You know, and takes it right off the top. And then he said, well, you know, I'm really sorry about this and all, and you don't have to pay me today. And I was thinking, okay, thank you. You know, because I didn't
write that. Done.
But my point is, it turned out to be a blessing, like right away, instantly. And now, Father doesn't always do that for us, but he did. And I thought, that's phenomenal. Thank you. He told me right away. And the thing is, attitude is everything. And I don't know how many know, but I just turned 60 recently. 60 used
what?
To be. And it's not old. It's not even close to old. And I'm able to do more than a lot of people, but I'm putting in 12-hour days because I don't have any other help right now. And I'm just doing it. And we're working. I worked today, not at a job, but I worked. We're working 7 days a week. And we're okay. Sore, yes. Back problems, yes. Hands don't work, yes. All of that. But I will not allow myself to complain. And when I start complaining a little bit, Cindy looks at me, and I know that look, because it's, you know what? We're blessed. But it's our attitude. And the thing is, it is so easy for mankind to fall into their woes. But you know what? We don't have the same energy as mankind. And we cannot anymore allow ourselves to fall into that, because We do. We keep saying, well, I'm human, so, you know, whatever. No. And maybe that's what we have to hear, because we have a job to do that's coming. And I don't know how soon. I'm so sorry I missed the beginning of the call. I don't even know what the message was. Can't wait to listen to it. Fred, hint, hint. So the point is, attitude is everything, and got us. Now, the cool part about not complaining about it is that almost every single day I get to talk about him, them, and it's the coolest thing. And I stop, and I'm not doing the job while I'm talking to the customer, and they're asking me questions, and I'm saying, what do you think about all this political garbage we're going through? And then I get into a conversation about our future, and it's the coolest thing. We don't have to do it. We don't have to plan it. We don't have to think we could have to fix it. All we have to do is say, okay, Father, I'm going to go down this path. What do you want me to do, and which way do you want me to go? And then listen and do it. I hope that makes sense, and I hope it doesn't sound too harsh or preachy. I apologize.
No, it's fine. And that's the point that Starlight was trying to make. Everything is balanced. So we need to balance our personal life with our guardian life, and we need to make sure that the personal life doesn't outweigh the guardian life. So thank you.
And stay focused on Father.
Correct.
I do have one question, Trilon.
Please.
Will the bride have to go through the judgment?
No. The bride is judged the moment that she receives the transfigured body. Then you are found worthy. Not one human being is going to escape judgment. You get weighed and judged in that moment, and you get the garment then. You've been judged. Worthy. My wife is talking to me. As far as... We discussed in other meetings that the garment is given to you the day that you get sealed. And then we wash it in the blood of the Lamb every time we partake of Holy Communion. And the fact came out again today in communion where Jesus said, unless you eat of my body and drink of my blood, you have no part on me. The life that we are given of the Holy Spirit works hand in hand with the garment that's given to us. So if we don't have that strength and power, how can the garment then be transferred into or changed into the glorified body if we aren't doing those things that Jesus asks us to do? Everything is connected, and I don't think that many people realize that if you miss one part, you're cutting yourself short. You have to hear the word of God to receive life. You have to participate in the services to hear that. You have to have your sins forgiven so that you can wash your garment. Then you have to eat of Christ's body and blood to receive the strength that is given to that power that we have inside us, the life. And then ultimately, that day that we are judged worthy is the day that everything clicks, I'm going to say, and we become the changed creature, the new Christ. Does that make sense? Does anybody have any questions about that?
Makes perfect sense. And can I share something that we heard in our service today?
Sure.
In fact, John, I apologize. I don't get in front of my computer very often, and I wanted to share a Bible verse, but it's the Bible verse that I prepared for the service that we had today.
We can set that for next month then.
Well, on the thing,
or you can share it right now.
Right.
Yeah, share it right now. Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry. I'm already thinking next month's meeting. I'm already taking notes. Never mind me.
Okay. So it's the Bible verse that we had for the service today, 1 Corinthians 11:26. And it is, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. And in that is a commission from Jesus. He's basically saying it's our job to proclaim him. He's giving more strength and ability to go proclaim him, to profess him. And we've never, I don't think we've ever been told that before or taught that. And it came, you know, I don't know if anybody else heard it in the service, but when I was preparing for this, a lot of times after I do it and it's in the shower that things are coming and I step out of the shower and I go, oh yeah, that's cool. Because that proclaiming, he's saying right there when he celebrated Holy Communion and he said, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. That's our responsibility. And it's kind of cool. Anybody else hear that?
We didn't.
No. It was a children's service in Schaumburg. But I did, you know, it's interesting. I heard that years ago when we used to visit the black congregations on the south side of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And the minister pointedly asked, I don't know which priest was with me, do you profess Jesus to everyone you meet? And then we kind of looked at him like, well, yeah, that's what we're doing. And he brought up that point. Do we confess him? And we didn't know how to answer that. It was quite interesting that we went in thinking we knew more than anybody else because we're the chosen ones. And here's this minister literally hitting us between the eyes, asking us like, are you doing this? And we're like, I think we're doing this, aren't we? And we kind of looked at each other like, well, yeah, duh, aren't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
You know, aren't we?
But the important point about that is that the only way that we can do it is connected to Holy Communion. That is a sacrament that we have fellowship with Jesus. He becomes part of us, part of him becomes part of us. Then we go with him and then we do it. But in the past, when we think about it, was like, okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to go through this neighborhood and we're going to canvas and we're going to, and that's just one example. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but it's like
right.
we decided what we were going to do. But that's not the way Father works. He directs our life and we end up in front of this individual that we've never met before and we're just doing something with them for whatever, in the grocery store, whatever, and a conversation starts.
Yep.
And that's how he does it. And it's not us making a plan. It's us planning to be open.
Right.
That's really interesting because when I think of getting strength from communion, I've always thought of more of like the, I guess, a physical aspect or giving you that nudge that you need. But the strength isn't just, he's just handing out, here's some extra strength, but it's a purposeful strength. That's interesting.
And that's a beautiful way to put it. Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay. I know there's been a little confusion as to when the team meetings are and there's all these invitations going out. I'll just tell you this. They are usually scheduled the second Sunday of every month. Usually. Unless I send a notice that I'm bumping it a week or something. But they're usually the second Sunday of the month. So next month is October 13th is our next meeting, and then we have one in November. And then for next year, I'll be sending out Google invitations to everybody with Fred's host code that he's got there for us. So you won't get one from the site. You'll just get one invitation from me from a Google account. Okay. I apologize for all the confusion. We've gone through, I think, three different forums this year alone, but I like this one, so I think we're good to go with this one. Does anybody have anything they'd like to add at all? Anything? I don't care.
I do.
Okay.
I just like to say, Starlight, thanks for the reminder. I too was late to the meeting and with babies and feeding and my phone was on vibrate and on the table and Jeremiah had it all day, so I didn't even think about it. But Danielle comes into the room and she's like, "We have a meeting today," and I'm like, "Crap, we do."
Oh, man, Trilin's gonna shoot me.
Yeah, I raced.
Isn't that supposed to be, hey, hippie, we do.
Yeah,
crap.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. Crap, we do.
Well, it was like, oh, crap, I messed up. Yeah, we do.
So
I opened the phone, and as soon as I opened the phone, I see Starlight's text. Like, it comes across right as I opened the phone, and I was like, yep, on my way. And I dialed. So I apologize for that. It's been a rough week. Nobody cares to hear about my woes, but as we heard, you know, it's just, you got to push through. And this week, just the last part of the meeting that I've been able to hear, this week in asking Father, I mean, pushing through and then getting to the point where he pushes you to understand that, okay, you're pushing through, but you're doing it on your own. You're stopping your reliance on me. Rely on me. And you're not getting it. You're not getting it. And then he basically physically puts you down on your knees and says, okay, time to wake up. That's what happened to both myself and Danielle this week. I think we both were physically forced to our knees, basically crying and saying, forgive us and help. Just help. And help came. So it was eye-opening for this week, and to hear it at the end of the meeting here today was even more so. So
just wait till you listen, you read his message.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was trying to say earlier in the meeting about trying to find that balance and taking yourself out of the picture, you know, trying to find the balance, but yet keeping your eye on the prize and keeping your eye on Father.
Yeah, and it's not like he drifts. It's not like you ever really, like, truly drift away from him. It's just that you, like everybody has said before, and Brad even said today, was that you get into the daily life and the daily grind, and you just, while you're in the moment, and sometimes you're not thinking of it, and then all of a sudden you get to that emotional point where I can't take this anymore. And then it becomes the emotional and spiritual builds up into a physical. And Father uses that to, as a, basically a smack in the face to say, hey, wake up. And then you know, like I said, you break down and you're like, oh, I help you. I'm sorry, take this from me. I can't do this without you. Don't know what I was thinking and, you know, why I would ever not think that you couldn't handle all of this and I could. So,
right.
That's his message for you to us.
What's that?
We're praying for you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. It's getting better day by day, but there's always these little things that are added in, and you're like, really? Just that one little thing added to the fire, huh? Okay. But
it builds character.
I was just going to say, my favorite comic strip, Calvin and Hobbes, his dad always used to say, it builds character.
So, Starlight and I have a universal saying when something like that happens, it's, okay. Yes. All right.
Yeah, right. Thank you so much. Clap in the face. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
So again, my apologies to all, and I love you all very dearly, and we pray for you guys on a daily basis too. And
thank you.
Sometimes even when we maybe don't think about it as much as we should, we still try to make sure we get it in there at the end of the day. We say three prayers at the end of the day, one with Jeremiah, one with the boys, and then one between ourselves. And one of the prayers that usually gets in there. So,
apology accepted. I would encourage anybody that didn't make it for Father's message to, I will send this immediately over to Fred. He'll post it. Atmos, you missed Judgment Day. Jesus shared with us what Judgment Day is going to be like.
And it's not going to be part of the record. It's not on the record, so you missed it. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I told him to take it off, and I'm deleting that part from the note. So that's your punishment for not being on the call on time. Yeah,
I understand. I understand. That's the final slap I needed.
Excellent. We're all about beating you when you're down and kicking you when you can't move. So that's Christ-like, I hear.
Right, right.
Yeah. He's raising his hand behind my head. Okay, that's not what it's like.
Cat and nine tails.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for participating. I look forward to these meetings very much. If you would like to open up and share next month, just let me know. I don't care what it's about. It is to try and draw us all a little bit closer. So I would appreciate your prayers. Starlight appreciates your prayers. We know that Atmos is having difficulty. So is Crisis and everybody else. I know. Tranquility, how is Tom's leg doing?
It is healing. He's still going to get the dressing changed every day, but it's nothing short of a miracle. Because at first they weren't even sure they may have to do skin grafting, but no, it's healing. He'll have a very big scar, but it's in this part of his leg where nobody would be able to see it. So we're very thankful for that. And he's able to do a little bit more. Pardon?
I just make sure he doesn't offer to show us his scar if it's in that kind of place. Okay. Just now that I'm thinking about it, okay? I love you and I love Tom, but
well, it's not that bad.
Okay.
If he had a Speedo on, then you'd be able to see it, but otherwise, no.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
But he continues to be tormented, so, and especially when he's compromised. So he was quite ill with this leg, and that's when Satan and his cohorts just take full advantage. And he was tormented something fierce. It just almost makes me sick. So if you could still keep on praying for him, he still struggles and he still has his battles. And especially now we're under the crunch because we'll be moving in about 2 weeks. Prayers are very much appreciated. Thank you for thinking of us. And I don't know where we would be without all of you. I just want to say that. And Atmos, I just can feel in my heart, just know that you're loved and you're prayed for and things will get better.
Thank you, Tranquility.
Thank you. I asked Fred to close. So Fred, if you'd be so kind.
Gracious, loving, kind Father, we come before thee at the close of this meeting. These are precious times and precious moments that we can spend together, not only with our fellow guardians and our friends, but also with you, Christ and the Holy Spirit. Now, as we go towards in this week, continue to watch over us, be with us. Keep us in the palm of your hand. Let thy blessings be on us. We know we have trials and tribulations. We know we have, as Trilin said, we all have thorns. But Father, thou canst make all things possible and all things well. We put all our love and faith into thee. And Father, as the text word that Tranquility brought up, we trust in the Lord with all our heart. Let it not just be a platitude that we say, but let it be deep and embedded in our heart and soul that we do trust in thee, and it's not just for show. Now watch us as we go through the remainder of this week. Surround us with thy angel protection. Always be with us. Continue to watch over, and we think of everyone that has trials and tribulations. We also think of the souls in the Bahamas. Father, we know that we have brothers and sisters there in the trials that they are going through. Grant them that needed succor, and also the grace and the wisdom that thou can imbue with them. Grant them that which is needful and necessary there also. Now watch over us, this we ask in thy beloved Son's name. Amen.
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 Thank you. Love you guys.
All right.
You too.
Love everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.